Welcome. This is April, your host and facilitator with Across the Veil. Sorry we missed you for a couple of weeks, but we had taken a little bit of time off, and it's wonderful to be back. It's an opportunity to share messages with you from those that have preceded us to the other side and are those who reside on the other side, whether they be the angels, the masters, the teachers. How the program works is that we're open to accepting phone calls and seeing if you have a message or if somebody would like to visit with you or maybe bring across some information to help you validate some things or help you find some answers. The program, like I said, we're open to receiving phone calls and talking to you and seeing what we have that come across. And that those that come across the veil will bring in messages, words of encouragement. And one of the things I want to let you know is that when you're doing that type of work or when you're hearing a message or if you're doing this on your own, then I want you to keep in mind that never, never, never entertain the thought or a message that would ever come across that would suggest to you to do harm to yourself or to another. Make sure that you're always operating in love and light and for things for the highest good, not allowing any of the other thought processes, that type of thing, to interfere. And always remember that when we have a message that comes across, that it's something that's bringing us hope and bringing us answers and bringing us encouragement. And maybe sometimes it'll sound like it's a little bit of a negative response, but a true message from the other side and from those who are operating in love and light will never, ever ask you to do harm or to cause harm to another person or to yourself for that matter. So when we're doing this kind of work, you want to remember that and you want to keep that in your hip pocket that, wait a minute, that didn't sound like it was appropriate. And when that happens, I always look at it like when there's a puppy dog that we need to make sure goes home and doesn't follow us down the road, we kind of turn around and stomp our foot at it and tell it, no, you're not allowed to be here. And that's what we want to do with that type of energy. We want to turn around and be stern with it and nope, we're not going to entertain you and you need to leave. We know that you're not working in that manner. And just, I'm not sure why I felt the need to share that with the listeners today, but I feel that it's really important that we remember that when we do bring in messages or when we do hear from the other side, that they are always going to bring in those that are working on a higher frequency and those that are working on a higher vibration will always bring in words of healing, love, light, encouragement, that type of thing. And sometimes when we're learning our lessons, the same things as when we're learning them in school, we have to get the bumps and bruises with it, but they will never, ever cause you to have the feeling to cause harm to another or cause harm to yourself. I'm having the sensation and the feeling that there's somebody out there on the program who has been listening to the program, who has been dealing with this type of energy, and I want you to realize that it's very, very important that you don't entertain this, that you don't allow or give this energy any place or any space in your life because it's not operating on a higher level. It's not operating in a higher frequency, and it's time to tell it to go. You're aware of this. The listener who is dealing with this is very much aware of this but needs to hear the words of encouragement. This person also has a grandparent on the other side who's been trying to get this message across to them but hasn't been able to quite crack through or break through that barrier to get the information to them, so they're bringing information to you through myself. How the program works is we bring in messages. We bring in bits and pieces, and if you've had a call, we'll deal and speak with and see what's going on with the caller. But in the meantime, I bring messages across to kind of just a general open forum where we can express this and can get this information out there for other people. And Mary Ann, I need to tell you that David wants you to be aware of the fact that he did not forget your anniversary and that when you were doing some yard work that he had placed an item in front of you that when you saw it, your subconscious became aware of the fact that it was his gift from the universe to you. So when you go back out and you kind of scan over some of the things that you were doing that day, that he actually had brought your, he had brought you a gift for your anniversary. And he does still have such a special connection with you, and that he wishes he would have been more open-minded to certain things during his life, and that he can see where some of the the things that he was critical of and some of the things that he found to be really important in life were not really important at all, and he feels really a great encouragement that you are picking up the gauntlet and you are moving forward, and that you are still working, and even though he tried to discourage that, you've remained encouraged, and he really, for that, he feels it's a huge blessing that you've been able to do that, and he does send you wishes of love, and you will still be getting things from him for the rest of the week. I'm not sure. He's showing me that he's going to strategically do things that are going to, you're going to be aware of the fact that he's around. He's going to be aware of the fact that, you're going to be aware of the fact that he's put things there on your path for you. And it's just kind of his little warm fuzzies is what he's showing me. Kind of like just those little kisses, those little ways that he can express that from the other side to you. I'm also hearing a message for Louise that Mikey, that is on the other side, wants you to know that even though Mikey, his namesake, is and will have little things that go on to, with him as he's growing up and as he's developing, always remember that he is there with him. Always remember that he's going to be there to help and to give him words of encouragement. He's saying that when little Mikey looks up, and he looks up at the ceiling, and he's kind of grinning, and he's communicating, and if you observe him and watch this, you'll see this, that he is still actually, in his innocence, able to connect with Big Mikey, who's on the other side, and that's his way of playing with him. That's his way of communicating with him. He's showing me the little telephone again. I know that has come up a couple of times for you. But he's showing the little telephone that he wants you to remember that he's just a phone call away, that all you have to do is pick up a phone, that he's right there, and that he is right there with his namesake, that he is very proud of that, that your love and your compassion and your connection that you've had with him were so strong that you would feel that special bond in with naming your son. And he also wants me to bring a word across to you of being aware of the communication that will happen within the family nucleus. And I'm seeing that nucleus as an extension of your family. I'm seeing it as not your immediate, you, your child, your husband, you know, that immediate, but the extension of that family, that he's wanting you to be aware of the communication that will be coming through, that do not allow it to draw you into any fears, do not allow it to take any foothold of producing, he's showing me the word fear again, of any fears or any concerns. He's got it under control. Just stand your ground, be true to yourself, be true to your immediate family, and be true to the knowledge and the wisdom that you have gained over the years as you've matured and as you've grown. He's showing me you as like about a 12-year-old and your fun and your excitement and yet your rebellion and your adventuresomeness and that type of thing. And he's showing me how over the years you have matured and you have moved through that. And that once again, it's that he just expresses such a gratitude to you, a thanks to you for everything that you guys have done with one another in life and what you have done for him. And he's showing me that you question that at times where, why does he offer me the gratitude when in reality I offer him the gratitude because of the things that I learned through him and with him. He's wanting you to realize that you were so strong and you were so able and you were a little flicker of light and hope when he was feeling a lot of despair and when he was feeling a lot of heartache and a lot of sorrow. Once again, I'm hearing he stands with little Mikey, and the beaming, the smile, the excitement, the ability to be the uncle from the other side, who just it's just a thrill to him. It's just an astounding thrill for him. I have another I want to say female energy that's coming through. Tends to come through on a very quiet note, on a very timid note. She actually is looking to communicate with a grandmother. This child is, I want to say, she's showing me herself at about the age of 8 or 9, and she is actually on the other side. And apparently, Grandma, you have been trying to connect with this child since her passing. And she wants you to know that she's been there, and there's something about the little purple, I want to say maybe like little lilies, little they have like that fluted shape to the flower. I'm sorry, I don't know what type of flower it is. But she's showing me this, and she is showing me that there's a significance to a little purple flower that you and her had together. And she's wanting you to know that she's still there and she can still smell the flowers. That she can still smell you, she can still feel you, she can still, that grandmother connection is still very strong is what she's showing me. She's showing me that inner connection between the two of you, and that even though you feel very empty because she's gone, don't, because she's right there. She still likes to sit and talk to you, and she misses you having the times of combing her hair. She's showing me you're combing her hair. Not that her hair is long, but that you spent time combing her hair and spending time doing that. She's wanting me to also tell you that her passing was not painful. Her passing was not full of trauma, stress, pain, any of that. That when she started having some of these symptoms going on in her little body, that her angels were protecting her from feeling that and from sensing that. And that she actually was able to, in the latter days of her life, Grandma, she's wanting you to realize that she didn't feel that because of the fact that the angels were in place and they were helping her be able to make this transition much easier, much quicker, without the pain, without the physical reaction. They kind of sheltered her from that. She's happy. She's full of energy. She's full of life. She's playing. She's excited. Just kind of skipping. I had once read a poem that a woman had left when she passed, and she said when she gets on the other side, she's going to skip on streets of gold. And this is kind of like what I'm seeing this child doing, this skipping on these incredibly beautiful streets that she has created and that she is experiencing. She's also saying that your daughter hurts greatly, which is, would be her mother, and that you two have had a bit of a rift come between you because of all of this, and that this little girl wants you to be the one who makes the first steps to heal and repair this relationship, that you guys need to be there for one another. You need to be a strength for one another. She's showing me a little potted flower that you may have on your kitchen table that sits on, it almost looks like one of those party Susan, Lazy Susan type of little things that you have this flower on here. She wants you to take that as a gift and give it to your daughter as a gift from her. Maybe they're the African violet, little purple African violet plant, but I'm not really recognizing this particular plant, but she's wanting you to do some healing work with that with your daughter and bringing that forward. I have a message for a woman who is doing reading. She is gaining her confidence. She is gaining her strength. She had kind of a humble beginning. Excuse me. You're doing some release work. Whenever that happens, I'm usually releasing for the person that we're connecting with. But I have a guide here that wants to communicate with you and wants to bring over the message to you to remember that as you're bringing your messages forward and remember as you're bringing the information forward to depend on spirit more and depend on your guides. And they're not showing me angels. They're showing me another form of energy that works through you when you're doing your reading. And they want you to depend on that more than the knowledge that you have gained through books. That right now, it appears you do the readings through the hand. The readings that you bring forward, you do through palmistry. There we go. That's the word. And as you're bringing the messages through, to not depend on the information and the words that you have learned through self-study and through self-knowledge, but to trust and to depend on the guides, to depend on your masters, and that there is a new teacher that has moved into position with you who's going to be bringing these messages across and move forward with confidence. It's going to be a very, it's going to be a scary ground for you at first here, because it's always been a tool for you to be able to back up your knowledge on. For example, if you look at a certain point on the hand and you were to say, oh, that's associated with your diet and nutrition, and your mind automatically wants to click into, I know that dietary, this would be associated with this, this would be associated with that, through what you've learned through reading, through your books, through studying, through that type of thing. Your guides want you to move more into the intuitive and more into bringing the messages across, more directed by spirit, and bring in the vibration of a little bit higher level spirit as you're bringing that message in. They're saying that this new guide is going to help you fine-tune that vibration, going to help you bring that vibration up a little bit higher, going to help you to connect with that. I immediately am having a switch, and I'm having a number of people who are listening to the program who are desiring to begin to be service vessels, that are desiring to start on their path of offering and doing service for others, whether it be through reading, whether it be through doing and offering Reiki sessions or chakra balancing sessions or reflexology sessions. They're just showing me this array of people that are listening to this program who are wanting to really move out into that intuitive realm and start being able to trust that and start being able to connect with that. What they're showing me is, yes, learning is important, and yes, the schooling information is very important, and it's information that can always be used to encourage. But during the reading times, you want to make sure that you're listening to the intuitive guide, that your messages you're bringing forward are the intuitive message, not the head message. And that's one of the things they're wanting me to share with this group of people, as well as this palmist, that trusting the intuition is going to be a strong gift, and it's going to move everybody to the level where they can perform and do what it is they do in their work. And it's going to give it a new strength. It's going to give it a new power because of that ability to connect with the intuitive part of it rather than the knowledge part of it. They're showing me also that there's a new philosophy in healing that's coming forward for some of you, for some of you who are desiring this. I'm seeing a couple folks in Phoenix. I'm seeing a couple folks in South Dakota. I'm seeing a few people in North Carolina. Picking up a person in Southern Florida. There's a new philosophy of healing that's coming in for you that is going to open a channel of bringing in healing to people through means and through methods that are going to be more intuitively based and working and manipulating with the energy fields around the body. But it's a new philosophy. Be open to it and allow some of these informations and some of these messages to come forward because it's really important for you as you're developing this new gift, as you're opening up this new part of yourself and allowing them to begin to flow through you. There's a group of masters that are starting to come through with this philosophy, with this information that is being shared, that is being taught through the etherical, through the ethereal realm. When we do our work and when we connect with those that are on the other side, whether it be guides and masters and teachers or those, like I have said earlier, that have preceded us, the messages are ones that maybe don't always fit, and it always doesn't seem like the words are exactly right. But if you keep that and you remember that and you can connect with it down the road, it is going to reveal itself in more detail. It will show itself, whether it be through the a friend coming in and saying, oh yeah, I know that was a best friend of so-and-so who had passed, and that will make the connection for you. We had, on a program that we had done a pre-recording, we had had a couple of readings that came through after we were off the air, and after, because the program, or the open forum had continued for a couple hours after that. But as those readings were coming in, this person could not connect with anything that associated with what they were trying to find their answers on. And as time went by, and I got a phone call as I was traveling and working out of state, and I was doing some open work, and then I had taken some days for vacation, they had sent me an email, and I responded back, but they were ecstatic because the message that had come through didn't make sense to them, but they had written down the details, they had written down the names, and when they came across an uncle of the family, he was able to connect with that, and he was able to relay all of this to this person. And then when they said, well, this is what I got information-wise, and he was able to just really validate it and bring in the comfort of knowing that everything was okay and that the person she was concerned for had made their transition and had made their transition fine and were doing well and all of that. So that's part of when you have a message that comes from the other side, that sometimes at the immediate moment it may not feel validated. It may not feel as though it's right at that moment in time. But know that in time it will show itself. I recently had someone who had sent me an email and they had asked information about a location and that they were searching for a career advice and they were searching for where would be the best place for them to go. And when I talked to them, the information that the guides and the masters gave me was somewhere not at all in an area of interest for them. They were just, I don't want to go there. I don't want to live in that part of the world. But an opportunity opened itself in that area because I received an email back about it, that it had opened itself to the point where it was such a huge blessing that they couldn't say no. That it was huge. So remember that when you're receiving a reading or you're receiving guidance from those who are on the other side. working with our angels and working with our guides and our teachers, we want to remember to stay relaxed. We don't want to have the stress and the tension and the everyday life things get in our way. We want to be able to begin to move beyond that. We want to be able to begin to learn how to be balanced, learn how to be quiet, learn how to be at peace. And one of the best ways to do that is through the guided meditations that you can get from other sources as well as myself. I sell CDs on guided meditations, which can help you go through that process of that. And doing that and starting, for example, doing the guided meditation where we start at the bottom of our feet and allowing the wave of peace to flow up over our bodies, and we begin to bring in the gold bubble of peace and allow that gold bubble from the energy we're drawing up through our feet to circle around us and to bring us the comfort that we need and to bring us that peace that we need. there's some of us who, at times, we live in realms and places where it's very chaotic, or we work in a very chaotic work environment. You can bring that shroud of peace, you can bring that shroud of calm through drawing this energy up and into yourself. I'm feeling impressed to share this with you, so as the listeners of the program, feel free to take part in this. And if you're interested in finding out more about any of the guided information that we sell, please feel free to check out our website and our information, as you'll find it listed on the information on the radio station's programming guide area. The meditation that I'm feeling I would like to share with you is, we're going to have you sit calmly and quietly, even if you're in a case where the world is hectic around you and there's chaos around you everywhere. You can still bring in this peace and this quiet and this gold bubble of peace. And we're going to call it the gold bubble of peace meditation. And that being where we sit quietly, you have your feet flat on the floor, allowing your shoulders to relax. If you're sitting in a chair that has arms, just kind of allow your arms to relax on the arms of the chair, or gently laying across your lap. No need to move, no reason to move. And as you're getting yourself in this comfortable position, take a big breath in, and as you're inhaling, you're going to feel the energy as it's coming up through the earth into your body, and it's going to flow with no restrictions, with no reservations. It's going to flow right up through the body. Taking one or two breaths is all it's going to take, as this energy just recharges you and comes forward and comes upward and covers you. And as that builds, you're going to allow it to create this gold bubble. And when this gold bubble is full, you're going to release it and allow it to cover over you. Caller, go ahead.
Okay, Kathleen, how are you?
Very well. I'm sorry I had a little bit of trouble hearing you at the beginning there.
Oh, am I okay now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, are there any messages coming through, or do you want a specific question?
Whatever works for you. I have someone who's standing over your right-hand shoulder who is guiding you and who kind of gives you nudges there frequently when you're trying to make some decisions.
Oh, I think they need to nudge a little harder because I don't know what to do.
Okay, we're going to have to ask them to give you a little bit more guidance, a little bit more direction. We're also going to recommend, I'm hearing that you need to open your receptivity. They're saying that they're talking, but you're not listening.
Oh, well.
They're giving me the message that they're showing me. Do you remember back when you look at olden time pictures where they have like this big funnel thing that like they held up next to their ears so they could hear?
Yeah.
They're saying you need to draw in that type of energy.
How do I do that?
Basically, a lot of things that'll help with that is when you can do a visualization. And when they give me something that's a very obvious picture like that, if you can picture that in your mind and apply that to yourself when you're in meditation or when you're in quiet contemplation, or you're sitting there and you're saying, I really need guidance on this, I really need direction on this, you know, I need to hear from my guide, I need to hear from the angels, I need to hear from whom or whatever it is you're wanting to hear from, they're showing me that if you can use that visualization, that that's going to help magnify what they're trying to say to you.
Oh, okay. Because right now, one of my questions would be, is my son going to continue his education on the West Coast this fall?
Okay. Had you called with that answer or that question before a little while ago?
I don't know if I have with you or not.
Okay. I'm not sure, because I had another person who had called a few weeks back who had that very similar question, and the answer that came through for them was that, yes, they are, and that your son, yes, will continue his education, but it's not necessarily going to be where he's at right now. That there will be a change with it, and there may be what almost looks like a little bit of a lull or a lag time for you, but it's what he needs.
Oh, because he has to kind of start there in the next couple weeks, and I was just wondering if he was going to find a place to live and everything within the weekend here, and continue there in the fall.
Okay. A lot of it is dependent on some actions that he is not particularly being actively part of. In other words, what they're showing me is he needs to do the things that he needs to do, but he's being a little bit, I don't want to say the word lazy, but that's what I'm hearing, being a little bit lazy in the details, in the small details. He's looking at big details, but forgetting the little details.
Oh, okay. He seems to be suffering from some panic attacks and depression from.
Okay, that would be some of what I'm feeling, some of what I'm picking up on. Okay.
And I'm wondering if that is what deters him from making decisions.
It could be. It very well could be. Does he have a parent on the other side? Is his
yes.
father on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a part of it as well. That's a part of some of the things that he's dealing with and he's battling with right now.
Right.
Has to do with that. And he's got to work through that. The potential for him to be there in the fall is fine, but there's a chance he's actually going to end up at a different schooling. It's going to be a better deal. It's going to be better financially for him if he makes that change.
Oh,
is he working with the scholarship right now?
Well, he's working on student loans, and I would assume the financial aid.
Okay. There's a scholarship out there for him. They're showing me that there is a scholarship out there for him to become aware of it and become aware of being able to look for it.
I've been looking, but I don't know where to find this scholarship. I mean, I've been looking everywhere. I don't know which one I'm supposed to be looking for because it's not like I haven't been.
Okay. They just keep telling me there's a scholarship out there for him. And it may be that when you look into a different schooling, that's where you may find it. I'm not saying that for sure, but I'm hearing different schooling and a scholarship.
Well, the thing is his decision was to whether stay here in Arizona, go to school, or go back in San Diego and finish up the other year there.
There's a reason he needs to remain in Arizona. There's something that is, and this is that where his father had resided?
Yes.
Excuse me. Is there some closure? Your son's still releasing, because that just really hit me really strong. Is there some closure that your son needs to do possibly still in the area that maybe you're not aware of, that maybe he needs that time, that may be why he needs to be in Arizona? I'm hearing closure. There's something he needs to do closure-wise still in Arizona.
You know, that's just it. See, these are the things I'm not aware of, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. What I'm hearing is offering the love and support that a mother can offer and also knowing when to stand back and to say, I'm here to help, I'm here to guide, I'm here to be there for you, but it's also time for you to move forward. And that's kind of that. It's a tough place to be because it's not necessarily tough love, but it's tough parenting. I'm not sure how come they're wording it that way for me, of allowing the responsibility to fall more into his realm, but to be there as that loving support.
Well, and we all try to do that, but you're right. I've been working on that, and there is time. It's time for him to grow up and realize that it's not going to go away. It's how he has to deal with it, and he's not doing very well at dealing with it, and that's, you know, kind of the question at hand, too, is there a way he needs to deal with it that we're not doing?
What I'm feeling like is that he is occupying his mind and his space with things that are keeping him from facing that responsibility. And in doing that, he's shifting the vibration of that so that, for example, if he was talking to, I'm just using this as an example, I'm not saying he has a sister, but if he were to shift responsibility over to his sister, it's a way for him to scapegoat out of it. He's shifting his responsibility levels, and that's part of the not dealing with it, is if I can move it around, then it doesn't, I don't have to sit here and heal from it, and I don't have to, I don't have to own the responsibility of it.
Oh, so he's not taking ownership of his responsibilities, which
right.
makes sense.
Right. And that may be something that is that,
that would be getting
parenting.
A job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe part of it is something that you need to kind of really put on the table. You know, it's this way or it's not. And it's put you in a hard place because of you're not able to move through and do some of the healing work that you want to do for yourself as well. It's causing you to put you on the back burner, and that's not necessarily the healthiest thing to do. You're overdoing. You're trying to do so much, and you're trying to accomplish so much that you're actually got your candle burned at both ends.
Yeah, that, there is definitely
and they're even showing me that you've chipped a little bit out in the middle, and you're even lighting the candle in the middle. Every end
well,
you can get lit.
I have two jobs, and I'm taking care of my two kids that have left home, and you know what, and aren't doing so well.
Yep.
And you know, and I know a lot of it has to do with the passing of their dad, and it's like, but it's a process we have to get through and continue, but they keep hanging on and making me feel responsible for some of their issues.
It's their responsibility. That's what the guides are really showing me to share with you, is that it's their responsibility. And you as a parent need to guide them on that, but they have to pick the ball up. Does
yeah,
he do sports? Because
okay.
they're really showing me a lot of the sports symbolism.
Well, and see, that was the whole thing, is this school that he's at, well, actually, he's in San Diego right this moment, supposedly getting ready to start the season coming up in on the 15th. It's football.
Okay.
And that's why I want to make sure that he's going to find a place this weekend. That's his job to do, find a place this weekend so that he can move in probably by next weekend.
Okay. He's not actively involved and attached to that. He may send you or say, I looked at two or three places, but that's not, you know that as well as I know, that's not actually looking. When you want to find something, when we need to find something, when we're doing something like that, we actively partake in it. And we'll dig our heels in and say, if I have to look at 20 places, if I have to interview with 20 potential, you know, landlords, then that's what I'm going to do. He's not doing that. He's hitting the surface of looking at two or three places to appease the request.
So, okay. So do you actually see him finding a place? I mean, I'm sure I'm going to end up having to figure out something with him, you know, because I need him to go to school.
is this going to be an 11th-hour thing?
What's that?
It's going to be an 11th-hour thing. It's going to be, oh, I've got my back up against the wall. I'm hearing the expression, come hell or high water, I know I got to find this place. So on the 11th hour, it's going to be, I found it, and move in just before he needs to be there.
Well, does that not shock me?
I gather he's done this before.
I mean, everything he has done has been the 24th hour. It's like, oh my gosh, but
yep.
It gets done, and it's like, but then it's like, it's almost like I don't breathe until it happens.
Yep.
And I just want to make sure that these things are going to happen, you know, and I just get too stressed. He's going to
follow the same patterns. He's going to follow the same patterns, and don't be surprised.
He's going to follow the same pattern?
Mm-hmm. You know, do that 11th hour thing. Do that. It'll come together, but it's going to come together just when you're thinking you're pulling your hair out and all of that, but it will come together.
It will all come together. You know, the thing is, I can handle the 11th whatever you just said, but as long as it happens, that's what counts.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know what? And I know, I don't know if you have other callers, but do you see me, you know, getting into a better job, better pay, better position, better hours?
I see you happy.
Or am
happy.
I as bad as my son waiting for the elephant power?
I see you happy. I see you reaching a point where what you're doing actually makes you happy. That right now where you're at is not making you happy, and that need to work at a place and in a situation that's going to make you happy, and you are going to find that.
It will come about then. It's just matter of...
Oh, yeah. And it's not, they're saying it's not later than sooner, it's sooner than later.
Oh, that's positive, because I tell you what, I'm, you know, the burning the candles at both ends, and I'm trying to get to the middle and start there, too?
Yep.
Well, I agree. I'm at my wit's end, and you know what? I think, like you said, I used to be happy, and I think I actually confirmed to myself the other day, I go, I'm truly unhappy. I never, ever thought I could absolutely say that, because I usually can always talk myself into a joke or two, but you know what? I can't even do that hardly anymore.
they're definitely showing me that there's a level of happy that you're looking for, and that you will find it. You will reunite with that happiness.
Well, that's good.
They're also really showing me that if you can start entering into a quiet time, whether it be you snag it 2 or 3 minutes here or there when you go in the restroom and you close the door and you can just say, okay, I'm not here because I have to go to the restroom, but I'm here because I need 2 or 3 minutes of just letting go and just kind of taking some nice deep breaths and just and giving yourself that, those are little ways that you're going to recharge yourself.
Okay.
Even if it's, I don't really have to go to the bathroom, but I know I really need this moment of charging myself, so I'm going to get up from my desk and I'm going to basically be acting like I'm making it's so that you can recharge yourself.
Okay. So that's their messages for us for now. Everything's going to be okay for us then.
Everything is going to be wonderful, even though it may seem like at the exact split second and moment of times that it's like, oh my gosh, I'm hitting my head against this wall again. Just as you're bringing your head back on that last slam, it's going to work out.
Well, that's great. That's great. I think everybody needs a little encouragement here and there. We just think we're at the end of our ropes, and is it really worth it?
They're also showing me that you may not be interested in this right at this moment in time, but they are showing me that they have another partner for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think I want to be alone forever, but right now it's with the kids and all.
It just doesn't
feel... I just don't have time for anything else in my life.
Right, but you are going to find that. That's also going to bring in a new level of happiness that you've not had yet with any partners or anybody you've been with. It's going to be a new level of happiness that's just going to kind of warm your heart all the way down to the tips of your toes.
Oh, well, geez. Well, geez, I got something to look forward to then, don't I? Well, I guess I'm not dead yet after all either.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, April. Uh-huh. If there's anything else you want to tell me, I'll let you go.
That's all I'm getting is just keep your chin up and it'll work out.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. You have a great rest of the week. Going back to our bubble, and we building in that peaceful golden bubble of calm. What you want to do when you're filling that bubble and as you've drawn that energy up through your body and you've created this bubble and you're allowing it to release and come down over and cover your body and cover you from head to toe, the comfort of that and the peacefulness of that, like this last caller when I was visiting with her, grabbing those moments of peace, grabbing those moments of golden bubble time. Doesn't have to be, I've got to set an hour aside, I've got to set a half hour aside, I've got to set 15 minutes aside. It can be that 2 or 3 minutes of a day that you can find where you can just disconnect, allow yourself to ground, allow yourself to be recharged and refreshed and renewed, and allow that bubble of peace to just flow over your body. Just bringing you that calm, bringing you that peace. We live in such a high-paced, fast world that we forget the importance of that. And like the message that came through at the beginning from Marianne, when her was here, he was so busy trying to do everything that he forgot to take the small moments and find those peaceful moments and those calm moments and those quiet moments. Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I was actually calling to see if you could see or know if my spirit guides can help me in regards to work.
Okay.
I'm looking for a job.
Okay. They're showing me that you need to look outside of your comfort zone. They're showing me that you need to look outside of the box, that you've been focusing all of your energy into kind of the old tried and true ways. And they're wanting you to move outside of the box, that you will be employed within the week.
Really?
But that you need to look outside of the box.
I feel like I've been doing that, but maybe I just am not sure which part of the outside of the box
you're in.
What corner is it that I'm not looking in? Say that again.
I said, is she in the tall box or the short box today?
Yeah. It's really kind of funny that you're saying that, because I wrote that down 2 weeks ago and I started doing that and I still haven't figured out what it is that I should do.
Okay. Okay. What is? I'm going to ask you a few questions and see if I can get the guide to kind of give me an idea which box we're looking at. How does that sound?
Okay.
What is your normal type of career?
I'm in advertising and I'm self-employed.
Okay, okay. That answers a lot right there. In the self-employment box, we are actually totally and completely responsible and in charge ourselves.
Yes.
If we don't do it, we're not going to make it. If we don't put the energy out there, it's not going to draw in what needs to be drawn. Okay, they're showing me you need to begin by creating what's called a cone of power. And within this cone of power, you're going to actually, one of the ways that they show this to me is if you think back in the olden times when the kids that were not having as much good luck at focusing and learning things, they would put the cap on their heads that was shaped like a cone.
Mm-hmm.
And it became with a negative connotation, but when it first began being used, it was considered a cone of power because it's bringing all of the energy together, and if we know anything about the chakra points, we know that the crown chakra point is our personal CPU. It's where we get all muddled and we get all confused, but if we bring in that cone, we can build that in there, and then in those cones as well, what you want to build within that is what you want. And as you're building that, allowing the energy to come build, and then allowing it to open and bloom like a flower, that's going to help you move beyond that box. It's going to help you be able to say, yes, I need to, as I'm in the advertising and I'm needing to expand in the industry and I need this really good contract or whatever you're looking at to happen, as you build the energy for that and then you release it, you've moved outside of the box.
I think I see what you're saying.
That's the visual they're giving me. I'm just kind of trying to describe what it is I'm seeing and feeling. And it's sometimes we look at our limitations and we see them versus looking at the potential and building the energy of the potential to make the potential become a reality.
Got you.
And they're also showing me you will have a new contract within the week.
Wow. Okay.
That you will have, and especially if you build this cone of power, especially if you build this focusing all of that energy together, all of that, and then releasing it to kind of go out and do the work that you're being it to do.
Got you. I think I know what you're saying.
Okay. But that's going to help you move beyond the box, because within the box, we keep shoveling all the pieces. You know, I know if I do this in advertising, and I know if I go here, and if I go there, and I do this, and I talk to that person, and I
get
it supposed to work, but doggone it, it's not working.
Nope.
You know, all that old tried and true stuff is just not happening. Now
so
it's
just create something that's just not something I would typically create.
Right, right.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to play around with that.
It's really fun when you do it. I do that quite a bit with different little projects I've got going, because I'll put my own self-limitations in. And it's when we can remove past that and realize, you know, it's limitless. And let the power go out and that energy go out and bring in what it's supposed to bring in. It's just, the blessings just rain. I just recently got an envelope in the mail, and it had some cash in it as a donation towards the radio program for me. The radio program, and the letter inside of it is April receives blessings in the mail unexpectedly by unexpected people.
Wow.
And I thought, now I never would have put any kind of thought into anything like that, but through the energy of building that cone of you know, opening up my finances, this was able to be sent to me.
Wow.
So it's little things
that,
like that.
So within the week thing that's going to happen, is that going to also bring in money?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I see that the potential of this, you may look at it and say, but April said it's going to be big. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of the tip of the iceberg, because there's a lot more underneath.
Got you.
They're showing me the potential that even though it may appear on the surface to be small stuff, what's really hiding underneath that is big stuff. I see you. Moving forward financially in the very near future. I don't know how to word it. I don't want to say exponentially, but you are. It's your dry season is coming to an end.
Thank you.
That's what I'm definitely seeing.
I'm going to put that in the cone.
There we go.
Well, great. That's what I need to hear.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you another time.
Thanks, you too.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.
It's interesting, is when we were just sharing on the cone of power and how important that is in our everyday lives, if we could bring in that power and build and create a reality that has no limits, that our mind that wants to put those limits there, the limits are blocked, and we can move forward with absolutely no limitations, because we allow the energy of the blessing to build and build. Caller, go ahead. Hello?
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 Yeah, hi. I'm calling from Canada.
Uh-huh.
Just would like to know, recently I have been like... I wouldn't say forced, but I've been I'm doing some like high risk. Forced is not the right word, but I feel I'm being pushed to make some high risk investments, and I don't know what the reason or what might be the outcome.
Okay. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, but what I'm hearing is that you're working with some investments and you're wondering if you should move into a different form of investment?
No, I just want to know what, because I feel like if it's very high risk and I may lose everything.
Okay.
So I just would like to know if I'm making the right decisions.
Are you working with a gentleman? I'm seeing a gentleman who I'm going to say probably is in his early 50s, late 40s.
Okay.
You want to look for this male. You want to have this male's energy present in what you're doing. And the other thing that they're showing me is when you're talking about it and when you're working with it, does your body move forward? Or do you feel like you're repelled from it or being pushed back from it? Listen to those messages from your body, because when you're being pushed back, it's your guides trying to tell you no.
Okay?
I don't know if you've ever worked with the kinesiology on that, but this has a little bit of a different signal with it. It's more of the, it's a guide that's nudging you forward more so than your own personal energy. It's a guide that wants to help you with finances, that when it's time for you to move forward, you're going to feel that movement forward. When they're wanting you to not move quite so fast, they're going to push you back a little bit. And there's a gentleman, I want to say he's in his late 40s, in his early 50s, that's going to be a help with you on this investment. The risk is very heavy with this.
Okay.
They're showing me that you do, if the cards are not played right, you do stand to lose everything. That you really need to work with this one, and you need to manipulate this one very, very carefully.
Okay.
It can be very positive, but it has to be done appropriately. There's something about documentations, and there's something about making sure everything is presented and everything is on the line. All of the T's are crossed. All of the I's are dotted. There's something about that. Make sure there's no little loophole you're missing.
Okay.
Does that help, I hope?
Yes. So you don't see anything that might turn out to be positive or anything like that?
It could be very positive, yes. But it has to be done very carefully in order for this to happen. It has. If you're playing with such a big risk factor here, they're showing me that you could lose it all or you could gain it all, but it's in looking at the small details and having, there's something about that gentleman, he's coming forward again. There's something about having, maybe this is somebody that's going to help you review what it is you're actually investing in.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Any word, departing words you can...
One of the other things that I am hearing is that you have a loved one that's been around you a lot lately that you lost probably when you were, I want to say either preteen or right after, that is around you a lot and is spending time with you a lot.
Okay.
And just know that they're there and that they're bringing you comfort and love.
Okay, I think I know who it is.
Okay. You have a great weekend, and thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. So this has been April with Across the Veil, and as we're reaching the top of the hour, it's time for me to say goodbye until next Friday, same time, same place, and we'll be bringing messages across of words of encouragement and hope, and always remember to trust and love, and move with confidence and peace, and may blessings flow abundantly with you from now and forever. Aho.